glasses off?
Yeah, to clean them on my shirt. Hold on.
Today, I
Okay.
was in Target and I had the brilliant idea of handing my partner my glasses so we would both be unable to see anything in Target.
Right. I mean,
Right.
if that gets you to like not buy as much, then whatever
Oh
works.
my God. First of all, I actually only bought four things. Yeah. Anyway, hi, bestie. How are you?
I'm doing so good. We did so much today. I played some
Today has been
Genshin.
busy.
It's been so busy, but I got everything done. That way, I don't, well, I got most things done. And then that way, I only have like a few things to do tomorrow, which is so nice. What about you? How are you?
Bestie, I am so good. I got a bike, so I can now bike places.
Heck yes.
Now, here's the thing. I don't live in a walkable city. Don't live in a very
Right.
walkable area. But I can now ride my little bike to Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, wow.
I guess I can also ride it to the gas station to fuel up the bike.
Right.
I saw a TikTok of a girl who's like, just had the brilliant idea to go for a walk to the petrol station. Got to the petrol station and realized I didn't have my car.
Shut up. Oh
I think at that point I'd
my
give up.
God.
Like
Yeah.
I'd give up. No
Wait,
more stuff doing.
did they say how far away?
They didn't, but at like even if I walk to my closest gas station, that's too far. Like
Right,
if for to
without
walk
your
there
car.
without your car,
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm just gonna walk, save gas to go to the gas station.
Do you want to hear a story that I just remembered?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. So in elementary school, I used to ride my scooter to my elementary school because it was like a street over and I could ride my scooter. And and one day I went home sick, so I was like walking home, and like halfway to home I was like, oh, my scooter, it's still at the school. So I like dropped my backpack on the sidewalk and ran back to the school to get my scooter. And I had to go through the office and be like, hey guys, I forgot my scooter. And I scootered back. So that was, yeah, that was great.
One time, my siblings and I went biking when we were very young. We biked all the way down the street, and someone let out their dogs, and these dogs were mean,
Oh
and
no.
the dogs attacked us, so we just dropped our bikes and ran. And then we had to go back with our for the bikes, and
Right.
our parent drove us in the minivan. Might remember the minivan sliding doors, like not the doors that just open and
Yeah.
close, right? The sliding doors. So we had to like pull up as close as
Oh
possible
my
and
God.
grab them as fast as we could
Jeez.
because the dogs were still coming. Anyway, bike
Right,
adventures, you know?
right, right.
You know, remember the feeling of when a scooter would hit the back of your leg?
Yes. What, your ankle?
Yeah, your Achilles.
Yeah.
That's look, I don't know what Achilles went through, but I know what I went through, and that was bad.
I was gonna be like, I know what Achilles went through, but
Hey, we've
you
all
know.
read The Song of Achilles. And we even
Yeah.
did an episode on it. So if you haven't listened to that episode,
Oh
go listen to it
my God.
now.
Speaking of Song of Achilles, so recently,
Should we?
it's not really
I'm
about
kidding.
Song
I'm
of
kidding. I'm kidding. I'm
Achilles.
kidding. Tell me.
So I recently read this book. Oh, I'm reading again. BT dubs. I know,
Congratulations.
it's crazy. So I read this book called What Moves the Dead, and my friend Anna, they got me like a physical copy for like the holidays or my birthday or something, and they annotated it, and I was like, oh my God, Anna annotating, LOL. And so I like went through that book and I was like looking at my books and I was like, oh, Zoe got me an annotated Song of Achilles. So I sat down at the end of my lunch break. It was literally like 5 minutes until I had to clock back into work. And I just flipped through Song of Achilles and read all the notations you did for me. It was great.
They're not very good.
That's fine. I still love them.
I'm glad you enjoyed them.
Yes,
I'm glad.
yes, they're great.
Also, I feel like I looked at this book on What Moves the Dead. I think I saw it on Libby and then decided not to get it. What did you think of it?
I thought it was really good. I talked to you about it. There's a fungus infection in it, and you said that you
Ew,
were
yeah, I
into
don't
that.
like that. No, I don't like that.
But now see, I like fungus infections. So I thought it was
Okay.
really good. And I think
Why
I'm gonna
isn't
get out.
fungus in the trigger warnings?
Right. So
Right.
you should put
Fungus. Trigger warning,
that.
fungus.
Let's see what I rated it.
I see
It was a
that the time traveling cowboy has it.
yes. I think I rated it 4.5.
So if I had to choose a word to represent like the way that I've been dealing with books lately, it's DNF. I have been DNFing so many books lately, and it's usually because of unmentioned triggers that I didn't know were going to be in the book. And some of them I forgot to click the expanded thing on Storygraph to read the rest of the trigger warnings, which my bad. But also, I'm sorry, I don't know who decided on this whole summary system. Put the big ones in there. Like, put the big ones in there. I don't know why we're leaving the little ones. Like, I don't know why we're leaving some of the big ones in the thing. Like, I just don't understand that. And sometimes they're so inaccurate. There was one book that I read that had vomit in the major section where it's like major trigger warning for vomit. It says she hurled like once, and that was
Shut
the whole
up.
thing. I'm sorry. I know this is a trigger for some people, but it's supposed to be graphic descriptions of it is what a major is what the major is supposed to be, as far as I understand from Storygraph system.
I completely
But
agree.
there have been some books where I specifically read through all of it looking for my triggers because I'm not interested in reading things that are going to cause me stress. And I looked and I remember I just rechecked one of them, by the way, by the same author as Big Swiss. And I read it. I had to DNF it because it started to have implications. No thanks. And I looked at the trigger warnings, not in there, not included anywhere, because I would have seen it and been like, no, thank you. And that's not even, again, that's not even included. That obviously it's not included in the summary, but it wasn't included in the expanded one either, which whatever. But anyway, so I DNF'd that one. Then I DNF'd two other ones. And then what was the other one that I DNF'd? Let's look at my Storygraph.
You ever
Well, some of
like
them are.
start oh what?
No, you go. You go.
Do you ever start like reading a book and like you just get the vibes that there's something that you won't like in it? So
Yep, all the
you look
time.
it up and you're like, oh, like I
I've
don't like
DNF'd
that.
books just because I read one line. I'm like, I didn't like that. Okay, well, guess I don't have to read this book anymore. Yeah. I've also DNF'd books because I didn't like the narrator. Sorry. Should have picked a different voice actor.
Oh my God. Like that one, Cat Sebastian came out with a new book, and I'm a Cat Sebastian stan. And I tried listening to this book because it's, I think, set in 1950. The narrator was so bad. Let me see, because I know that I took a video
Well,
of
you
it.
told me about it too.
Hold on. Let me see if I could find it and play it for all of y'all. Literally, it was too much for me. I think it's this one.
Downtown, he pays more than $1 to see the fucking Yankees, which means half the nearby seats at this midweek day game are empty. This is quite the cultural experience, Andy remarks calmly.
So I'm not gonna
Quite
read
the
that.
cultural experience.
Like, that is too much. Like, I get that it's supposed to be set in a certain time period, but I don't think they talked like that, TBH. They might have. I wasn't born then,
No.
so, but I
Well, neither
don't
was
know.
I, but I am a person.
You're right. And
Right.
that's
So I
not
have
what
heard
most
other
people
people
sound
speak.
like. Right.
Right. That's frustrating.
But I'm like completely on the same wavelength. Like I if I don't like the first like 5% of the book, I'm like, okay, I'm done. Well, even then, like if the narrator sucks, I'm not gonna listen to it. If it's too confusing, not gonna listen to it. like there's just like so many things. Like I've been getting super into like weirder books and like things that are more like mystery and horrors and thrillers and stuff.
Welcome, welcome,
Yes,
welcome,
it's
welcome. Thank you
great.
so much for joining.
Yes. And I tried listening to this one called Chlorine, and I don't recommend it. It is weird. If look at the trigger warnings, because I went into it, I'm like, oh, like this girl wants to become a mermaid and she thinks she's a mermaid, but obviously that's something mental that's not going on correctly, you know? It was too much for me. I'm not gonna say much, but there is some pedophilia in it, I believe, or like tones of it. And I was like, don't want that actually. So
Oh my.
not down for that. And yeah, there's just like some weird things. 'Cause like I can get past some things, but other things I'm like, I'm not gonna do
Yeah,
that actually.
I'm just gonna, not subject myself to that. You
Right,
know what we
right.
did subject ourselves to?
Unfortunately.
The
So
topic of
here's the
today's
thing.
podcast.
Right. So we are going to be talking about After by Anna Todd.
What a cultural moment. Oh my God.
You watch the movie?
No. You
Literally.
kidding me? You made my partner watch it.
Did
And that was
they
enough. No.
it?
I
That's
can't
valid.
believe. Here's my thing. I believe that there is a difference between real person fan fiction and
Right.
fictional person fan fiction. The
Yes.
fact that this is a real person fan fiction that was made into a film is out of this world wild. This is
Yes.
bananas.
Yes, because the fanfics that we've seen being adapted into either books or movies, they've, except for Twilight, because that was based on Gerard Way. But like
Right, but
the
it's
love.
not discernibly Gerard Way. And if
Right,
you
right.
like took if you took Edward Cullen, even the book description of Edward Cullen, which is again MCR fan fiction, if you took
Right.
book description of Edward Cullen and put him next to Gerard Way, you wouldn't have a thing. If you took
Right.
book Hardin and Harry
Hardin
Styles,
Scott, by the
I think we'd have a slightly different thing. But
Right,
if
right.
we you're right though, a lot of the major publications like
The Love Hypothesis.
that's exactly what I was trying to think of, but the
Yeah.
words just were gone. I was going to say the sciencey
Right.
book.
I mean, valid.
Right. That's
I can't.
Star Wars. Star Wars,
Yeah.
and believe this or not about real people. So.
Right. It is, in fact, fictional. But
What?
yeah, I know.
Don't
Crazy.
worry. And you know what book we need to discuss that I
Tell
hate
me.
it so when it comes to the fiction the well publication of fan fiction,
Tell me.
Carry On by Rainbow Rowell is literally just Harry Potter fan fiction knockoff.
Oh,
But it's supposed to
no.
be. It's supposed
Right,
to be, but
right,
it's
right.
just awful. Ugh, whatever. Anyway.
I don't think I've read that one.
It's terrible.
Damn.
Anyway, so
Well,
today we're discussing
that's.
After by Anna
Yes.
Todd. Now, trigger warnings beforehand,
Oh, yes. You have
domestic
before?
violence,
Okay.
domestic abuse,
Toxic
gaslighting,
relationship.
emotional,
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. 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 Yep.
toxic relationships. What else am I forgetting?
Cheating,
Bad boy Harry
infidelity.
Styles, sorry,
Yes.
infidelity.
There's lots of that.
Violence. Forgot about that. I just didn't mention that one.
Oh, I mean, if we have to mention it twice, that's okay.
Anyway, so that's the overview. We're not
Yes.
going to go too in depth on that, I don't think, but just letting you know for the beginning.
Yeah.
Friend,
Yeah,
how
yeah,
did
yeah.
you hear about After by Anna Todd?
Let me
Wait, or
tell
should we
you a
give a background about
story.
it first? Should we give a background on what it is, what it was, or should we just dive in?
Sure. We can get a give a background. I'm also looking it up on Libby. Why is this not giving me?
So, After by Anna Todd was originally published on Wattpad, if you were not a Wattpad person, it was, there were a number of really big fan fiction websites, right? There was fanfiction.net, AO3, and Wattpad were, like, I would say three of the largest ones. Am I missing anything else? I feel like those were the...
Oh, fanfiction.net?
That was one of the three.
Oh, sorry.
Those were, like, the big three, right? Okay, yeah, it was Wattpad, AO3, fanfiction.net.
There you go. Yeah, yeah,
there
yeah,
were obviously way more than that, but those were kind of a big three of them during a specific time period.
Right.
And each kind of had its own specific genres of what they were going for, or that's not even true. They all had many, many genres, but you could kind of like filter out the audience based on where you're reading your thing. Wattpad had an obscene amount of real person fan fiction, like obscene. Yes. And it was everything from one shots to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of words per like book.
Yep.
After it was published and it was updated by Anna Todd, and we both read it as it was being updated.
Yes.
Then after, not, well, after that, after it was published as a book. I remember I have a picture in my phone from 2014 when I found it in a German bookstore, and I was like, what is this doing here? And then it was made into a film.
Right.
It's Harry Styles fanfiction. In the original, it's literally just Harry Styles. Right. In the published version, they changed it to Harden Scott.
Right.
Right. Right. You know, I still don't know how that this is like, I genuinely don't understand how they used his likeness like that. That's
right.
Baffling.
It's, yeah. And like, they had so many opportunities to change it. And also, what I think is wild, I have it up on Libby right now. The cover has Anna Todd's like Wattpad ID, like username, username on the cover. And it says 1D in it, which is, but now see, I also think that this is a case of like, kind of like the TikTok books, where if an author makes like a huge following on TikTok or like any social media and they are advertising their book, then it'll get more sales and whatnot. So I really think because it had so many reads on Wattpad, they use that to their advantage, whether or not the book was good. And
it was, that's
why it became so popular.
By Gallery Books, an imprint of Simon & Schuster in 2014. And mind you, her username was Imaginator1D.
Right.
Right. Right.
For sure.
Right. Oh my God. And there's so many books. There's five of them in the series now.
Yes. They've made like three movies.
My God.
I've only seen the first one.
I love how the Wikipedia for it says she took inspiration from Harry Styles.
Right.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's not okay.
Like
technically.
I guess.
Oh. The book was criticized for glamorization of abusive relationships, poor character arcs, and Todd's lack of style and prose.
Right. That makes sense.
Right.
This, okay, it just hit me that this really reminds me of, like, worse than a Colleen Hoover book, which is a big say. Because, like, Colleen Hoover, I think that the way that her books were advertised were kind of the same as maybe the way that After was advertised, by it just being, like, a fun little romance. And, like, that's all. But there's abuse that isn't completely apparent in the summary or the book cover or anything like that. And yeah, icky yucky, not good.
Well, I think it's interesting when we get to see fan fiction tropes playing out in real life, and by real life, I mean, in traditionally published media.
Right, right.
Fan fiction has for a long time served as served people getting through or dealing with or working through, reading through, enjoying generally a lot of stigmatized tropes at times. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's okay. That doesn't necessarily mean that the author is condoning it. And when I say stigmatized, I am not saying horrific, abusive, atrocious, illegal, right? Stigmatized does not mean that. There are definitely fan fictions where it can be, say, like, bad, exclamation mark, insert character name. Right. And it can be a criticization of those behaviors. Mm-hmm. It can be criticization, not a word.
That's fine.
Not a word. Criticism, criticization, my God. The 3 hours of sleep, it's really showing. No. It's showing.
Oh, geez.
Right, it can be a criticism of the trope.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that when you remove the context in which you're reading something, right? Not to say mm-hmm. that Anatole did a good job of this to begin with. This is not about Anatole. This is about other things in general, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If you were to take something that literally says at the top of it, bad, give me a character, any character.
Ghost.
Okay, bad ghost. And then put at the top of it, trigger warnings for all of these things. The implication is right there, right?
Right, right.
This is not the, this is the author acknowledging that what they're talking about is bad. This is mm-hmm. harmful. These are inappropriate, bad behaviors. I'm using mm-hmm. bad as a very broad net term here.
Mm-hmm.
But if all of a sudden that same piece of fiction was scooped out of the Tumblr post, the Wattpad mm-hmm. post, whatever, and it no longer had the same title, it no longer had the same description, no longer had the comments and responses from the author, you have completely severed it from its context. And right. therefore, you take out the critical understanding of how the community engages with this piece of art. And I think mm-hmm. that that's really important. Not that, yeah. again, not that Anna Todd did any of this. This is a conceptual discussion that Anna Todd yes. did not do. Right? This is mm-hmm. a larger discussion about the works of fan fiction. Because I think that is why fan fiction allows so many people to see themselves and see their trauma, their issues, their experiences mm-hmm. in works of fiction.
Right.
Whereas traditionally published media may not give them the same sense of satisfaction. Not to mention, they love their favorites. Right? They love their...
Right.
Right. We got their fan experiences. But I don't know. What do you think, friend?
No, I completely agree because like, coming from like a fan fiction background and like being able to like sift through everything and be like, oh, this is the trope I'm looking for, or like this is the pairing that I want, and like looking for specific scenarios are just so much easier within like the fan fiction realm. And like whenever it comes to books, it's like you have to either take other people's recommendations, like videos that they make on TikTok. Or there is this website.
Which is such a dangerous game. Hence our Book Talk Lied to Us series.
Right. And there is this one site, but it's mainly for romance books. And I think it's called like Romance.io. Don't know. But if you look up like search books by romance, by trope or something on Google, then you might find it. But it's just like so much easier to find what you're looking for in fan fiction than in books, because like traditionally published books, they of course have the summary or whatever, but they don't have the list of like trigger warnings, or most times they don't have like the list of trigger warnings or like what the characters are going to be like whenever they are interacting with each other, or like what kind of tropes there's going to be, or I don't know. It's just like, it's harder with traditionally published books because like there are very specific books that I'm looking for now, and I wish that I can just like search it on like Libby or something and just being like, this is the kind of book that I want, please give. But it's
needs
just
a
like,
tagging system like AO3.
Yes we need tagging systems for everything, actually.
But I appreciate what you mentioned about people mentioning how their characters act, because I think that author commentary is such an important part of fan fiction. Mm-hmm. And it gives such a context of, so After absolutely romanticizes domestic violence,
right.
toxic relationships, domestic abuse. I would say, alcoholism, drug abuse, right?
Yes.
That's something that's mm-hmm. very much romanticized within After. But there are many fan fictions that I have experienced that mm-hmm. on the surface may contain similar themes to After, but the way that the author approaches them in their author notes in comments and responses in the tags at the very beginning gives it a totally different context. And that's what I love about fan fiction, that unless the author writes an extensive foreword or end notes or preface, very rarely will you get that same kind of interaction while you're reading. And yes, you can say, okay, we can go to their Twitter. You want me to open up another tab?
Right.
I don't have to search for it. When you would read fan fiction, like let's talk about Wattpad specifically, right? Generally, you could have, there was the preface notes, right? With the author. Mm-hmm. Then you could have literally linked the side notes because you would click on it and you could link to that. Remember the polyvore outfits that they would include? YN is wearing.
Stop.
Whatever. Anyway.
Yes.
Sorry. Sick. But then they would also have end notes, right?
Right.
So I remember, I can't tell you how many fanfics I read where the author was lamenting what the characters did. Mm-hmm. Where the author was like, I know we want them to be together, but this is just what's happening right now. And isn't it disgusting? Yeah. I can't believe he's being so horrible this chapter. Yeah. Like where it's very much a commentary on what's happening that gives it a community discussion. And it makes it clear that the author isn't going, look how hot and attractive and good it is that he's being abusive, which is what's happening in this nightmare of a book.
Literally. Okay, so I listened to this book, and the amount of times that the main character called Harden hot, and like, I was like, if he's hot, we don't need to hear about it all the time. Like, we will understand that he is. But if like, okay, so I literally DNF'd the Dead Romantics because it was cringy to begin with. And like, it's like on the same line as like Allie Hazelwood book cringy, but it was worse. And and once the male love interest came in, or like just a guy, the main character was like, oh my god, he's so hot. And I was like, I can't do this anymore, actually. This too much.
Yeah, but we have to have our line somewhere.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
It's so interesting, Anna Todd's book specifically. I guess I should call it after. It's interesting because I was 13 when I was reading. Nope, 14.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
14, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember literally reading it and agreeing with Tessa. Is that her name in the book?
Yeah.
Or I mean, in the fanfiction, though? Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't.
Whatever. In the book, it's Tessa. I remember reading it and being like, she's right, we could change him. Because part of fan fiction is usually when you read it, you are identifying with one of the characters, right? There's sometimes where it's literally inserts where it's YN, meaning your name, where you are supposed to. There used to be a Tumblr plugin, by the way, that you could download to your computer. And anytime it would correct on your screen. If you said, the author would type Y/N, and then there'd be a little pop-up on the top where you would put in your name. So if your name was Joe, instead of it saying, I'm in love with you, darling, YN, it would say, I'm in love with you, darling, Joe. Like, literally.
Yeah. It's perfect.
So there's a self-insert part of it. And I think the reason that Tessa, the main character, is so bland, like just obscenely bland, like,
is because of like the self-insert aspect.
I think so. That and I think Anna just isn't necessarily the most experienced writer.
Yep, I agree.
But she just has no personality.
Dude, the only thing she has going for her is like this good girl personality thing where she comes from a very conservative family and she judges other people. She's like, oh, they have tattoos and piercings, they're bad. And like, not like bad and like, oh, they're saucy bad. It's like, they're bad and they're criminals.
Like, prison, you're going to jail.
But that's like the only thing she has going for her. And like, her mom,
I wouldn't even say she has it going for her.
Right. Yeah. And like, her, the whole situation with her mom and her boyfriend at like the beginning of the book, and like that's all just very weird because like Tessa's boyfriend, they've been together I think for like years at that point, and they've known each other since they were
Yeah.
younger. And her mom is a very much helicopter mom because I think her dad left them because I think he was an alcoholic. And so like they had this like really weird close relationship. Like it's not weird to be close with your mom, but like this was very like the mom was dictating what Tessa did and like how she did it, and like Tessa had to like walk on eggshells around her a little bit, but she still was like very lenient and like with her mom and whatever. But I don't know where I was going with this actually.
Hey, I'm just listening.
Hey.
She has nothing going on, and it was weird with her family's weird.
Yes. Oh yes. So like with that whole like starting there, and like her boyfriend, her boyfriend Noah would literally talk to her
biblical
mom.
Biblical name.
Yep. And
so her name is Teresa.
Yeah. And literally at some point Harden was like, Teresa, and Tessa was like, only my friends call me that. That's weird.
Stop it.
Your friends call you by your full name and not
right.
a nickname.
When I call you by your full name, we are either making
a
joke.
I hate it.
Giggling.
Yeah.
Or I'm going, whoa, that's your name.
Yeah.
I...
Exactly. like, but
and not like I'm shocked because I don't know your name, but it's just I
right.
never call you that. So when I hear it, I'm
right.
like, whoa,
yeah.
hey,
well, like,
whoa.
That's
hey.
See, I'm so used because my name across like all platforms is either Mac or Kenzie, mostly Mac. So like all of my internet friends mostly call me by that name. So I'm used to that. And even at my former job, like my screen name was Mac. So everybody was calling me Mac. And like now at my new job, my screen name is like my full name because I don't know how they are with that. So that's my full name. And like sometimes like people just call me by my full name and I'm like, oh, why? Why are you doing that? Am I in trouble?
This is not the principal's office. Please
right.
do not berate me.
right. Like, I literally, like, stiffen up. I'm like, oh.
We are not
weird.
In a court of law.
Right.
Do you want to go through the plot of After, or do you want to just discuss it? We can do
just
a, like,
discuss it and
basic
we can...
plot summary.
Yeah, let's just do a basic plot summary.
All right, you give us a basic, basic plot summary.
Okay, Tessa, she goes to her first year of college, and she like is really good at college and like school and whatever, and so she gets like a scholarship, I believe. So she's going to this school and she gets a roommate, and her roommate, again, piercings, tattoos, she's like, criminal, I should stay away from you. But she doesn't stay away.
She also
right?
slut shames her
for sure. She slut shames a lot of characters, and it doesn't get any better throughout the book either. And she doesn't stay away from her roommate. And in fact, she goes to a party with her roommate. And at this party, I think whenever she first came into the room, she met Harden. Somewhere in the beginning, she met Harden. And she goes to this party. She gets drunk for the first time. Super fun, funky, fresh. And then she calls Noah. And Noah's like, are you drunk? And she's like, no, not at all. And then she hangs up. And then Noah calls her mom, by the way, and that whole thing is weird.
Hey,
and,
what a weird thing to do.
Right.
What a strange weird thing to do.
Right. And like throughout the book, literally for the first half of the book, she is like playing this like cat and mouse game with Harden, but it's not like super funky fresh because like Harden is abusive and explosive and aggressive, and so
doesn't he also have some substance abuse issues?
For sure. Like, he, at first, he doesn't, but then he gets drunk one night, and then he continues drinking. And,
I remember reading one scene where he comes to the apartment, and he's, like, drunk and throwing her around. I don't remember if that happened in the book. Or maybe that was a sequel that she published on Wattpad. I need to,
maybe.
I haven't read it. No, again, it's been,
I think I know what you're talking about.
It's been 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna scream. Scene, yeah, 10 years.
Heckin' wild, dude.
You know how they say your brain is not developed when you're young, like a child? They're
Right.
right. They're
So
right.
this
Because if
is
I would have
concrete
read this as
evidence.
an adult, this is
I read
concrete.
it
You
as
know that, you know that saying that's like, that's concrete, baby. This is
Yes.
concrete
Yes.
evidence. Concrete evidence that you are not ready for adulthood at 14.
Right. So because Harden is like abusive, the whole time Tessa's like, oh, but he's different with me sometimes. And sometimes he's nice to me, so I will give him some leeway. And like throughout the whole book, she's like, I hope that we don't fight today, or I hope that he's nice today, or we're having a good time. I hope nothing ruins it. And it is like that whole thing. And also the first half of the book, she's cheating on her boyfriend of many a year. Literally, I think a little bit after the 50% mark, she breaks up with her boyfriend Noah. And this is only
Doesn't he
because,
show up to her apartment or her dorm room?
yep. So, yeah. So she stays the night at Harden's because before this, Noah was very suspicious of Harden and was like, you should stay away from him because he's not great. Which, you know, I don't agree with Noah and Tessa's mom's views most of the time. However, their views with Harden, I agree wholeheartedly because he is awful.
A broken clock is still right twice a day,
Right,
right?
right. Exactly. But so she admitted to cheating on Noah with Harden twice to Noah. And they broke up twice, I believe. And both times, Noah's like, whenever she's like begging to get back with him, Noah's like, you need to stay away from him. And she's like, for sure, I will do that. And then one night, she doesn't stay away from him.
Me when
And,
I lie.
right. And she goes, after spending the night with Harden, she runs back to her dorm. And guess who's there? Noah. And they, like, Noah and Tessa talk, right? And then Harden, of course, shows up and he's like, why did you leave? And then he just is talking to Tessa as if Noah isn't there. And then at some point, they're like, you have to choose. Or I think Noah is like, you have to choose. And she chooses Harden. And literally to Noah, she's like, you need to leave. And it is nuts.
Be
And then,
single. Like, let's be single. Let's try
right.
dating ourselves for a little bit.
Please. Please.
You're 18. You are
Right.
18 years old.
Also, they are going to parties, which I know in college there's this whole party aspect of it, like with major college institutions or whatever. But it's like they're drinking a lot at 18. And like maybe I'm just like not in that
Binge
sphere,
drinking.
but like ugh. Yeah, but they are drinking a lot. And after her breakup with Noah, she and Harden are kind of on and off again the whole time because Harden will get mad and not speak to her for days. And then he'll be like, I'm so sorry. I was being bad. And she's like, yeah, that's okay. Here's a hug. And it's just like so weird. And then they move in together, right? Super fun. And it's, here's the thing, they've known each other for like 3 months at this point, right? And they please
How are you moving out of your dorm freshman year? You... And
right,
didn't, forgive me if I'm wrong, didn't Noah want her to live in a women-only dorm?
yep.
Yep. Okay,
Oh
cool.
my God, speaking of that, the
From 10
dorm,
years ago, I'm glad I can't
yes.
believe I'm remembering so much.
So in college like dorms, they most of the time, if they're co-ed, the bathroom is not co-ed, correct?
As
Like
far as I
showering?
know,
Because in this book, where you shower is for sure co-ed.
let's Google.
And I, that may be something normal in colleges that I don't know of, but it doesn't seem normal to me. So it's That was very odd. She's like, I have to shower in front of like boys. Oh, and I'm like, what do you mean? Who's making her do that?
Okay, so beep beep boop. This Yahoo, nope, this is Reddit.
Right.
They're like, do any of you guys have dorms that have bathrooms that are co-ed? Mm-hmm. And they said, a bunch of people are saying, nope, 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 nope. And this one said, I lived in a co-ed bathroom dorm as a junior. Showers were individual booths, kind of like a toilet stall with a side mm-hmm. door and an additional door that kept part of the shower dry. Oh, I'm sorry, an additional curtain so that you could still change still in the stall without being soaked. But this mm-hmm. was a small school, so not sure how a larger university would handle such a thing. So
right.
in this one, you're not showering in front of boys. There's right. like, it's like a changing room. Mm-hmm. Like it's one big stall, half of it's a changing room, half of it's the shower. So you don't,
right.
at no point, I mean, you could technically just walk about in your towel, but that's entirely up to you.
Right, 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 right.
As far as my experience, my non-experience living in a dorm. God. Neither yeah. of us chose traditional college experiences, and I think that's so fun for us.
Yes. So they move in together, right? After 3 months. They've only known each other
for
3 months.
I'm pretty sure that a lot of schools require you to live in a dorm if you're a freshman. So I don't know how right. she moves. She's moving out. But I guess this is a magical, fun school. So who knows?
Yeah. So the thing is, Harden, so they didn't tell anybody that they got an apartment. And Harden told her roommate that she got a new dorm. So she didn't go back to get any of her stuff. Harden put all of it in trash bags and took it to the new apartment. So this was kind of hush hush, you know, it was very much hush hush because
it's nuts. Sorry, yes, not to be rude, yes. but it's because it's obscene.
Right. And then they go, this is like not part of like the major plot, but it irked me. And so I'm going to mention it. They go to Harden's father's wedding. And guess what Tess is wearing? White. She is wearing white to a wedding. And hold on. I wrote this down.
Please.
I was
please share.
Reading. It was towards the end of the book. And Harden says the most horrific thing. He says about Tessa's dress. He says, it's so sexy and white and virginal looking.
Ew, 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 ew.
Right, right. And they also...
Doesn't Harden have like a really rich family in this one?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah, yeah. They also call each other babe and baby, which is... It doesn't fit them as characters by any means. So anytime they say it, I'm like, oh, that's icky yucky.
Anytime someone and their partner call each other babe, all I can think about is that one scene from The Office when they're like, babe, you ready for that, babe? Oh, you want to take the tour now, babe? No, babe, I think I should do whatever you want to do, babe. Okay, babe, whatever you want to do, babe. And it just...
Right. Terrible.
Like, my partner and I don't call each other babe. Mm-hmm. We do call each other baby. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Criminal babe.
I'm giving you permission. It's okay.
Thank you. As our token child. But you know what? Guess what we're not?
Hmm.
Obscene characters written by someone who could have better spent this time journaling about their feelings, maybe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For an audience that they knew was under. Sorry.
Right, right. So during the wedding, there is a song that's playing, and Tessa does say, a pop song by a boy band plays. This is in the literal book that was written based off of Harry Styles.
This is published by Simon and Schuster.
Let me take this moment.
No, no, you go first, friend.
Oh, they mentioned Pretty Little Liars in it, by the way.
Nope. Yeah. Let me take this moment to remind all of you out there who want to write books. After By Anna Todd was published.
Right. So
I believe in
have
you.
Have faith.
Not only do I believe in you, but I believe you can do so much better.
Right.
Right. Let's save the world from this kind of fiction. Yes, if you believe that you can write better than Anna Todd,
go for it, babe.
So do we.
You can do it.
And we want to read it.
Yes.
So
please.
Hey, send us your book.
Yeah.
Send us a link. If it's on Libby, we'll read it. That's not true. Right. It might have triggers, but we'll do our best.
Yes. Okay.
So, you know what we won't do though?
Right.
Reread this book ever again.
I gave it a 0.5 out of 5 on StoryGraph.
And you know what? Thank you so much for taking one for the team. I refused.
Yes.
I said I'm not doing it. I said I'm so sorry. I can't do this.
By the way, this book was 17 hours long on Libby, and it's almost 600 pages.
That's so
Yeah.
How long is it from what's the timeline like months-wise? How many months is this book?
Maybe 4 months. Yeah,
we need a soundboard. We need a soundboard so we can start feeling criminal. God.
Okay, so after the wedding, at some point, like, Harden is like getting drunk all the time, and he goes out and like doesn't come back. Also, it's important to mention that Tess does lose her virginity to Harden. That's important to the story. And we're getting towards the end.
Immense power imbalance.
Right.
Like 2 years old, a couple years older than she is?
I think they're the same age. It might have been different in fanfic, but I think that they're the same age. Maybe a year older. I don't know. It was not.
He is a year older. You're correct.
Okay. Cool. So, at some point, Harden goes out and stays out all night, and Tess is like, what the hell, dude? Where are you? We live together, and I barely see you. So, what's that about? So, she goes looking for him, and she ends up at this one diner or bar type thing where all of his other friends are at, and they are just talking, and they're like, oh my god, Tessa, I haven't seen you in forever. What happened? And she's like, oh, we got an apartment. And they're like, huh? Excuse me? So none of his friends knew. And then Harden comes in and he's like, Tess, what the honk? What are you doing here? And it turns out that after a lot of maneuvering around and like trying to get this out of people, turns out Harden made a bet during one of the first times that he had interacted with Tessa, and that she would have sex with one of the guys in the friend group, and Harden won. And they showed this by using the sheet that they slept on.
Which, by the way, not everyone bleeds during their first engagement. Exactly. So what is this? Medieval like century? What are we, the Renaissance?
Right. Guys. So that's the book, and it ends with Tessa leaving crying, and that's it. Oh, she gets into the car with Zayd, I think, which is obviously based off of Zayn. Or Zed, sorry. Yeah.
You know what's so funny? The amount of Harry Styles fanfiction that has Zayn as like the third guy, like the other guy. Right. Example, Sonata. As like I haven't read any more of it, by the way. I found it on Wattpad, and I was like, I can't read this.
No.
I simply can't.
Awful.
What a beautiful. Hey, first of all,
thank you
so much for that compelling synopsis.
Of course. Yes.
Oh, I've returned.
While you were gone, I went through my emails, and I accidentally deleted the ZocDoc confirmation like meeting time email, and I was looking for it. Turns out whenever I was applying for jobs in January, I applied for a ZocDoc like customer service position or something. Uh-huh. And I did like hear back from them and had an interview, but then I accepted the job offer for my current job, so I had to be like, hey, I got another job, so I won't be coming to the interview. And so I didn't know that. I completely forgot about that. Man. Okay. So, also, They mentioned white Toms in this book so many times.
What a
it
criminal
was so
shoe.
Bad.
That's
Gosh.
Horrible. What other notes do you have? I want to hear all of them.
My very first note says, not like other girls. Everyone wants to party. She wants to study.
Oh.
Yeah.
One of the other published pieces of work that is very often compared to After is 50 Shades of Grey.
Mm-hmm,
because both Tessa and Anastasia work in the publishing industry.
Right.
Both of them are bland in abusive relationships.
Right.
Just generally. But it's funny because one of the reviewers was like, it's kind of offensive to 50 Shades of Grey because that was terrible, but this is worse.
Right.
which is funny. I can't believe we were reading this. We were so young.
So I was on FaceTime with Zach and I was like, oh yeah, this is going to end with a bet, by the way. So she's probably going to find out soon. I was at the 50% mark. And I was like, she's probably going to find out soon. And I said that every like 15% or so. And then in the last 5%, she finds out. And that's pretty much how the book ends. And I was like, you're joking, right? Like, I remember it moving a
You're
lot faster.
Joking.
You're joking. But, like, I feel like it happened a lot faster in the fanfic than it did in, like, the traditionally published book. But maybe because I'm mixing up, like, the updates with, like...
Yeah, but also the thing that happened with... when we were reading the fanfiction as fanfiction, you were getting updates. First of all, I was reading on my iPad.
I was reading on
school
my phone.
School-issued iPad. And you would get it, and you're like, oh my God. And then you read it, and you're like, wait, what? What? I have to wait another whatever, however long? It's
right.
Like traditional television.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You have to wait for the updates.
Oh my God. Yeah. Also,
what did you think about
marketed...
it when you were reading it? Oh, no. What did you think about it when you were reading it for the first time as fan fiction?
As fan fiction. Now, see, we're going to bring my bad memory into this because I don't remember whenever I first read it. But I distinctly remember, like, pulling out my phone at the end of a science class and reading it. And that's it.
That's so funny. That's so funny. God, I distinctly remember, like, the feeling of watching the time pass from, like, 2 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
3 a.m. just keep on reading fan fiction,
right?
Reading it, waiting for a new update. And when that new update came out, you bet I'm gonna download it on school Wi-Fi,
right?
To read it on the way,
right?
God.
But this book is marketed as adult, by the way, and it for sure reads as young adult or like bad fan fiction. Like, there's no way that it was written, like, it was written for adults, but the way that it was written and like it just
wasn't
good.
Well, I think they technically marketed it as for adults, but
right.
I think that one of the things about, I don't know, maybe I'm making a judgment because of how old I was at the time, you had to know who your audience was, and you know that that audience was not majority over 18.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or at least, even if they weren't majority over 18, you knew that a huge percentage of them were under 18.
Right. Yeah. Terrible. Oh, there's one part where, like, Tessa was having lunch with Noah and her mom, and the metal of the fork reminded her of Hardin's lip ring.
I forgot he had a lip ring. I forgot about that.
Also, they do make the comment, he really is bipolar, I'm sure of it. And someone with bipolar, that's not how it works, baby. It's that's definitely not it.
That's horrible to say. Don't say that.
I mean, along with the slut shaming and everything, it's not good, you know? Oh yeah, so the infinity symbol that he had on his hand, you know how Harry Styles has that infinity symbol on his hand as well. Apparently with Harden's, it was two hearts on the infinity symbol circles.
I'm rubbing my eyes. Like, if I rub them hard enough, they'll sink back into my prefrontal cortex and remove all these
Right.
memories. I think one of the things that is so bleak about this fan fiction in particular, how old was she at the time when she wrote this?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh my God, I almost clicked X on this Zoom. How old was
Oh,
Anna Todd when she wrote After?
oh, also the like sex scenes were really bad. Oh my God, they say with his
She was
digits.
25. She was 25.
Oh.
She
Oh
was
no.
25.
Writing, oh. That's old enough.
She is so she was born in 1989. Harry Styles was born in 1994.
Right. So at the time that she was writing this in 2013, and hold on, let's see how old Harry Styles is. 2013. You said
He was
1994?
19. He was in 1994, so that's 6 plus 13,
Yeah,
that's
it's
19
19.
years old. So he was 19 years old. He was true to age in the book. But she's an adult woman writing about him. He's also an adult, but she's older than him, writing about him, a real person who forever is
Unfit.
gonna.
On Wattpad, which a majority of the people at the time, from what I remember, are not adults, right?
Right. I don't know if we can find out what, because we would lie about our age.
That's
And by we,
true.
I mean the people on Wattpad, never me. I've never lied once in my life.
I'm actually an angel and have never done such a thing.
Right. So Reddit, according to, whoa, I have the hiccups. Where is this site? Where is the citation for this? Someone on Wattpad just says the average Wattpad user is 20. Teens are most active on the site. Yeah,
Right.
but where did you get? You just said that. So what is it?
Oh
Where's that?
my God. So Tessa gets an internship at a publishing company, by the way, that Harden's father has connections to. And at some point they're like $200 a week for the internship, and she's like, oh, I can get my own apartment with $200 a
$200
week.
a week? Wait, I'm sorry. $200 divided by 40 hours a week. That's
I think,
$5 an hour.
right.
How many hours was she working at this internship?
I have no clue. But whenever she started the internship, she stopped going to school. I don't know if it was like a summer
So
internship
let's
or
say you're
what.
doing 200, you say, let's say you're working 20 hours a week. 20
Right.
hours, very minimal. But for $200 per week, that's $10 an hour. Right. Right. Which, to be fair, a lot of states have very low minimum wage. I'm not in one of those states, though. So that's baffling to me. That's shocking to me. Actually, I am in one of those states. I am in one of the counties that does not allow that. Yeah, Los
I
Angeles
think
County
Arizona
said,
still does it.
oh, Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, it's Arizona, you know.
Tucson, Arizona.
So one time, Tessa borrows Harden's car, and he says this
God.
funky, like funny, like goofy joke. He's like, if you crash my car, don't bother coming back. Which, you know, that's just a fun little
Ha
joke.
ha
And
ha
she was like,
ha.
haha, that's funny, but I knew that there was some seriousness in it. I was like,
That's nuts. That's bonkers. Are you kidding me? If
right.
my partner told me not to come back because of a car accident, guess what? I'd be single.
They, whenever they're talking about kissing, Anna Todd writes it as tender assault. Also, she mentions Harden's
Menches.
digits.
Stop.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey.
Yeah.
This is a family-friendly podcast. You know what's not family-friendly? That word.
Right. The way he holds my hand in public, that was one of the things that she likes about him, by the way.
Do you also like that he's alive? This is the bare minimum here, guys. All right, what do you think is the worst moment from this book?
God. There's just so many to choose from.
I know.
You can pick,
I don't know, the worst. You can pick a top five.
Okay. So the digits, the white toms, the fork, like reminding her of his lip ring, the infinity heart symbol, the wearing white to a wedding that's not yours. That was five, right? Also,
just I wrote like a note Anna, that says, I cannot count.
Right. So. I wrote a note that says, ah, yes, the classic bet to love, but worse. Dude, that trope is so awful. I hate that trope. And it's in like, I feel like it's in a lot of like teen media.
It really is. Because like, they're like, oh, children make bets. That's what they do. Teens like to make bets.
Right.
No. So not like that. This isn't
a fun one.
Right. That's weird.
Right. And it's like, it really doesn't happen a lot in adult books because turns out adults don't do that.
Right. Turns out your brain does develop.
Right.
Right.
Jesus.
Is it in this one that Hardin, that his family is really wealthy and there's like, there's a greenhouse?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember why I remember the greenhouse. I just remember maybe it's in book two when there's like a scene in the greenhouse. I can't believe I've read multiple of these. Did I ever tell you?
Huh.
Actually, you know what? Maybe I'll save this till after the podcast. Sorry, you don't get to hear the juicy hot goss. It's not juicy or hot, but it is funny. What an era that was. What an era that was.
Just speechless. I was reading this book and like listening to it and I was like, I can't believe I liked this. Like, this is another case of books I read whenever I was younger that turned out to be just so awful and so bad in so many different ways. Oh yeah, also the movie is not great either. Obviously. It's bad.
Also, go please Google it. Look at the name of the actor who plays Hardin and look at his family name.
Oh God. Oh. Jesus. After movie. Ew. Okay, can you give me the, I guess I'll click on this. The movie came out in 2019. That's wild. Right. So what is this? How do you say that? Ew, that's his full name? Oh no.
Whoa. I Googled it. I was reading it at the very early bit of the podcast. I'm sneezing, like you wouldn't believe.
Yuck.
So we have the actor who plays Hardin. His name is Hero Beauregard Faulkner Fiennes Tiffin. That's fine. But his family name via Wikipedia is Twistleton Wickham Fiennes. Twistleton. Wickham. Right. Wickham? I actually, no, yeah, Wickham. Fiennes. I'm sorry, it's Fiennes, not Fiennes. Fiennes.
Right.
So
right.
Twistleton Wickham Fiennes.
That's a name. That was.
He is the grandson of Thomas Twistleton, 13th Baron Say and Cecil Selly. I don't know how to pronounce that one. So sorry. Mm-hmm. Who inherited the barony from his first cousin, William Thomas Earl D. Twistleton Fiennes, in 1847. The surname is frequently shortened to Fiennes. Yeah, if my name was Twistleton Wickham Fiennes, I'd also shorten it to Fiennes.
Right. Oh my God.
There's an actor, Ralph Fiennes, who's also in the same family. He played Heathcliff in the 1992 Wuthering Heights. He played a Nazi in Schindler's List and a bunch of
Oh
other things.
my God. Can we talk about
Whoa,
Sophie's
he's Lord
Choice?
Voldemort. Sorry,
No.
my bad. He's Voldemort, and apparently Hero was young Voldemort.
Oh,
Really keeping it in
that's
the
wild.
family.
Don't
Wait, no, am I lying?
know. I'm taking
Yeah.
your word for
Wait. He
it.
got the part of Tom Riddle in Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince from thousands of young actors who auditioned for the role, though at least one publication alleged his family connections alone landed him the part.
Right.
Well, how you would agree? Okay, probably his uncle is playing Voldemort.
Right.
Why wouldn't? Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Director David Yates said he was cast due to his ability to find the darker space in his line readings, and that he did not get the role because of his relation to Ralph Fiennes, his uncle who plays Voldemort, but admitted that the family resemblance was a clincher. Right. So just
Right,
say
because they are
nepotism and just move
family.
on. Right. Just say nepotism and get on with it. He's said to
Yeah.
have a wonderful haunted quality that seems to bring Tom Riddle alive on screen for us. Right. Love that he also played knockoff Harry Styles. Young
Right.
Voldemort, knockoff Harry Styles, you know.
Just the usual. Jeez.
Oh,
It's so
he's
bad.
also a brand ambassador for a jewelry company as of 2023.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. No. Anyway,
Jesus. What a
I just thought the
mess.
name was really fun. I think Twistleton. What? What a good name. Are you kidding me? Sounds like a character in a book,
Right.
but not this one.
Right.
Oh, it's
God.
also an after. Oh, never mind. That's what we're talking about. Josephine Langford. She's Australian.
Who, the main
The
actress?
actress who plays Tessa. Let's see what else she's done. Okay. Not that much. All the other actors, and then some stuff that I'm not fully aware of, so
Right.
can't really make any jokes about it,
Yeah.
which is the point of this podcast. Me joking about things. Oh, if you're
Goodness.
not looking at our Instagram, you should, because we're posting funny memes now.
Right.
Guys, get on top of it. All
Yeah.
right, friend, anything else to add to this discussion?
I'm just glad it's over. It took me 2 days to listen to this book between like work and meetings. Technically
And
4 days.
also not wanting to listen.
Right. And like during the weekend, I did not listen to it. So it technically took me 4 days to listen to this.
Right. Well, this is a job, so you took the weekend off from it, as you should.
Yeah. Yeah. It was
As you
really
should.
bad. So long for no reason.
Yeah.
I do not recommend, but I do recommend for the nostalgia and also for the silly goofies.
Here are my final thoughts.
Tell me.
I think it should have been, I think the fact that we had so little parental supervision is a plague on society. Second,
Yes.
this book is horrific and promotes so many unhealthy things. You deserve better. If you feel that your relationship resembles what is in this book, please seek help. There
Yeah.
is help for you. Harry Styles, I'm so sorry. Like, it must be really upsetting to have your image taken in this way. So,
Right.
right. And four, movies for this?
There,
Please
and there's
stop it.
four. Yes.
Stop doing that. Stop it. On that note, follow Kenzie on Instagram. Follow our Instagram, iTemplePub,
Yes.
for
Yes.
more
Yeah.
book fun things. Also, just relatable memes that are
Yeah.
relating to the book. I'm gonna find
Yes.
some funny fan fiction ones and then we'll post those.
Yeah, and we might also be doing like reaction things where we'll include like our like reactions throughout books, like either like text or like
Oh my God,
pictures
I can't
of
wait.
us
I'm so
crying.
Excited. Yep. And we'll start posting TikToks from now on. We're starting
right.
that
We'll,
soon too.
We'll try. We'll try.
Also, next month, guess what?
It's October.
Next month is October, which means
Bestieween is happening.
Bestieween! That's Halloween and Bestie put together, which means we'll be in person recording.
Yes.
So if you have a specific book you want us to discuss for Bestieween, if you have specific topics you want to discuss, do you have a book? Or do you just excited?
I wanted to discuss that with you because I thought doing a scary book or like a creepy little book would be
First
fun.
Of all, I believe in murder mysteries all the time. You know that I love thrillers.
Yes.
I read thrillers. Thrillers might, I haven't looked at my, let's look at my story graph. But I find that I'm really comfortable reading thrillers. It's something that I go back to a lot.
Right.
Let's look.
Speaking of, oh my God, I got Icebreaker is available on Libby. So I borrowed it today.
No. My number one genre, mystery. Mm-hmm. Number two genre, thriller. Number three, fantasy. Number four, contemporary. Five, literary. Six, LGBT.
Perfect.
Seven, horror. Historical. Nice. Science fiction. Crime. Crime.
Crime.
I don't know why philosophy isn't here, but I guess I read a philosophical book somehow.
Interesting.
Thank you so much for listening. We will see you all at Bestieween next month.
Yes.
All right, y'all.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.